Welcome to my alcove. Yes, little minnow, I am the infamous sea witch. You thought I'd look different? Ah, I see. Like a hag, right? Oh, don't make that face. It's fine, really. I get that all the time. In truth, I exist to fulfill desires, so why wouldn't I look desirable? Now, what brings you to my side of the ocean? You have a wish you'd like me to grant? Are you sure? My prices are steep, you know. Your parents warned you. Was it that story again, with the legs and the oblivious prince? Of course, it's always that story. Oh, no. That girl's tragedy was not my doing. How was I to know she would need her voice? It felt like a fair trade to me. Besides, I heard that she's a spirit of the air now, so it wasn't all that bad. The walking on knives thing? My, you did your research. Little minnow, all magic has a price, especially mine. The legs she acquired were very, very sensitive. It made them incredibly fun for certain, well, let's just call them activities. But her poor body translated all of that sensation of weight and texture as pain. Now, with that said, why did you come to me, knowing how bad things could be? You look absolutely terrified, with your poor body trembling from head to tail. You can't even look me in the eyes. It's positively adorable. But I doubt you're doing this for my amusement. That wish is within my means, but the price may not be to your liking. The magic will require your orgasm. Wait, why are you laughing? It would be a pleasure to pay that price. I think you're misunderstanding. If you agree to the terms, you will never be able to come again. Not even those frustrating interrupted orgasms. You can feel all of the pleasure, all of the buildup, but never again will you have that sweet, delicious release. That's right, little minnow. Let that sink in. Think long and hard about it. Is your wish really worth it? You hesitated to say yes. I've dealt with enough people who hesitated and immediately regretted it. Are you sure? Are you absolutely, positively sure? Yes, ma'am. I like that response. All right, then. I will make your wish come true. Just hold on while I get my pen. Of course you'll have to sign, little minnow. Magic may not be bound by merfolk law, but I am. I don't want you suing me, so this liability waiver is mandatory. Here's the pen. Sign here, here, and here. Good. Looks like everything is in order then. Now, let's begin. Strip down and then go lay on that kelp bed. Why? You really have to ask why? I've got to collect my payment, of course. It will be the last orgasm you will ever have. So if you want it to be a good one, you had better stop asking questions and start following instructions. Close off and on the bed now. That's much better. on your back, if you will. Yes, go ahead and get comfortable. You're going to be there for a while. That's a lovely view. I haven't had someone like you in my bed in some time. Oh, your skin is so smooth and soft. I love how my lightest touch already has you quivering. No touching. This is about you, not me. I will have my fill of you, and you will love it. Here, I'll make it easier for you. What am I doing? Why, I'm using the kelp to tie you down, little minnow. Oh, you like the feel of the strands tied against your skin? Good, because I like how you look all tied up and helpless. I could do anything I wanted to you right now, and you would just have to lay there and take it. On that note, where should I start? How about with those little nipples of yours? They look wonderfully sensitive. You're breathing a little bit faster. Are you already starting to feel excited? Let's see. Oh, yes. You're already so hard. And I haven't even touched you there yet. So ready for me just from playing with your nipples. Flicking them back and forth. Rolling and teasing them with my soft, warm tongue. What's that you're saying? Keep going. Only if you say the magic words. Oh, silly. I don't mean real magic. Just say please. A little bit louder. Please what now? Yes. That's right. Not just please, but please, ma'am. All right. Since my helpless little minnow has asked so nicely, I will oblige. I love the way you twitch for me. Already starting to grind against my body, even though you can barely move. I don't know how much more of this I can stand. You poor thing. You must feel so desperate right now. I love the feeling of your cock twitching against my body as I play with your nipples. I bet you can't stand it. I can see your wrists straining against the kelp to be able to touch yourself, touch me. But too bad, you aren't getting free. Still, I can help you out a little bit. It is getting hard for me to resist as well. You feel so silky, so erect that I can see the delicate little veins of your cock pulsing, and it's all for me to enjoy. You like it when I rub your cock while licking circles around your nipples. I'm glad to hear that. That's right. Thrust against my hand. Show me your need. Show me how much you want to come for me. Oh yes. I can feel your heartbeat as I glide my fingers up and down your shaft. Do you like my firm grip? Is it getting you close? Such emphatic nods. My, we can't have that already, can we? I'm going to fuck you with my hand while playing with your nipples until you can't bear it anymore. Until you are right on the cusp. Yes, right there. Your breathing is erratic, like a fish drowning on air. It's such a wonderful sound, but... Why did I slow down? Well, what is it the land dwellers say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I am going to calm your twitching body and leave you aching for more. Oh yes, give me that frustrated growl. Don't worry, I will still collect my prize, but not this quickly. There are still things I want to do to your lovely body first. Well, I noticed that you have been admiring my breasts. Don't they look soft and ever so tantalizing? Don't you want to know what they feel like? I want to collect my price on them. I want to taste you as you slide between my luscious breasts until you finally explode, drenching them with your sweet seed. Sounds good, little minnow. That's right. Moan for me as I slide down your body. Do you feel the heat of my excitement against your tail? I'm so turned on right now. I can barely wait to feel your hot cum on my body. Do you like my weight on you? Restraining you down even more than before as I get into position to fuck you with my tits and tongue. Oh, your pre-cum already has you so slick and salty. My, that was an absolutely delightful moan, just from me holding you between my soft breasts as I lick the pre-cum off your tip. It's like your little moray has a mind of its own as it swims against my soft, supple skin. Ugh. Don't think I don't see your hands balled into fists. I know you are enjoying this, so go ahead and let it out. I want to hear your moans, your whimpers. Your gasps. I want to know everything that my body is doing to you, every pleasure it gives you. That's right, look at me. See how your body disappears between my breasts. Your cock is straight as a swordfish thrusting towards its goal. You taste so good as I suck you in, enveloping you with my tits and my mouth. Yes, throw your head back in pleasure. Give in to just how good my tits feel. Show me that you've had enough, that you can't stand another minute without me claiming my price. Beg for it, little minnow. What is it you want? Oh, you want to come? You want this mean sea witch to stop teasing and fuck you in earnest with her breasts and tongue? Well, since you asked so nicely. Yes, that's right. Thrust into my breasts. Your cock is making such wonderful sloppy noises as I rub you between them. You're absolutely thrumming. You're so close. I can feel how tight your tail muscles are as you hold yourself back. Go ahead, little minnow. Come for me. Spill your orgasm onto my slick tits as I fuck you hard and fast. Yes. Yes. Oh. That was wonderful. Good job, little minnow. Now, stay put as I gather up your seed in this vial. I will need it to complete my spell. Good. That part is done. I will untie you now. Here, give me your wrist. They must be stiff from being restrained for so long. I will massage them for you. Now, I will ask you one last time. Are you willing for that orgasm to be your last? To give up that release forever in return for your wish to be granted? What? You thought I wouldn't give you one last out. Little minnow, I may be a witch, but I'm not heartless. If you decide to back out of our agreement now, I will release you and you can go back to your life. However, once the spell is cast, I will not be able to undo it. There are no take-backs when it comes to magic. Your wrist feels better? Good. Give me your other wrist then. And answer my question. Do you still want to go through with our deal? All right, little minnow. I will not ask you again. I have all that I need, so I will not make you wait any longer. Take the seed to do the deed, and the pleasure for good measure. Now this witch can grant your wish. May it bring you joy forever. Little minnow, can't you see? I possess your ecstasy. Now your cum belongs to me, to remind me of what we had together. There, it is done. You may not feel it immediately, but the spell will take full effect within 24 hours. You may go now. Take care of yourself. And if you ever want to visit a sea witch when you're on this side of the ocean, you would be welcome. Goodbye for now, little minnow.